Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Slacker and Steve.
So we've been talking about coronavirus a ton, and we all are tired of talking. But we found something that Amber likes to talk about even less.
Well,
it's time to talk about poop.
Amber!
We had a good stretch there where for some reason every day there was a story that related to the good old number two.
And Amber, not for some reason. You sought those stories out. I know you did.
I did not. I promise.
And every day we just had to talk about whatever story was found.
So there's a story about a smart toilet that is, it sounds really cool.
It actually is genius.
What
have you ever
this?
Been around a smart toilet before? I mean, I haven't been around this level of smart toilet, but like...
I've seen those, like 10 years ago, the Japanese made all those crazy...
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen one of those.
There's the sushi restaurant that we talk about all the time.
That's badass. They have a good one.
The lid goes down. There's like 6 different flushes. They can shoot stuff up and out and over. And these smart toilets are going to another level. They will monitor the health of the users by analyzing your number ones and twos to check for potential markers of disease.
Dang.
And then uploads it all to the cloud.
I mean, and you can check it on the app and see how you're doing health-wise based on your toilet.
And how does it know it's you?
Yeah, how does it know it's you?
Because it recognizes what it's looking at.
Apparently, they're saying that we might all have a unique...
that your guys's are different from
door itself.
Uncomfortable.
That, yes, so it's like a fingerprint.
I was gonna say instead of checking my ID, they're gonna check.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
They say they're all unique. I was thinking about tonight, maybe later, trying to set it as one of the fingerprints on my iPhone to see if it works.
Oh my god.
So every time you want to use your phone,
yeah. Hold on, I can't get it to open. They said the toilet needed some sort of identification system to match users with their data. They thought maybe have a fingerprint scanner on the flush level, on the flush lever. Had a couple problems there because a lot of toilets are hands-free.
Yeah.
There's no guarantee that the person who put the stuff in there is the person who flushed. Because I tend to just get up and walk away and leave it as a little surprise for the next person.
No.
Look what I made! It's the polar opposite of what they call facial recognition.
Huh.
Pucker. It looks at that. It looks...
Because they're all...
Apparently. Yeah. And then it sends you a...
I think it's great. I mean, it's going to... detect some diseases early, probably. People who don't like to go to their doctor, you know?
Like you.
Like
it would be good for you.
Okay, I would just do my normal business and then it would do...
Because, I mean, if you ever, like you didn't have broccoli or asparagus or whatever, and then you pee in the morning, your pee smells really weird, and you're like what is that?
What's going on? It would know.
Probably dehydrated.
No!
Or you took some vitamins.
I mean, I've had plenty of alcohol.
Yep.
There's water in alcohol.
Yeah, it's like half wine. That's why your pee smells weird.
It smells like there's days where it's like, whoa. What? It's
you
like,
could re-drink it and get drunk.
potentially. Okay. I'm ready for a crisis.
Huh.
But then, so it got me to thinking about something else, and this is kind of coronavirus related. I was supposed to not work yesterday.
Why?
I was supposed to have a colonoscopy yesterday.
Mm. Oh, where they do the whole...
Which, by the way...
What?
I mean, I don't know what your family history was of that, but you should... Oh, you should go do it too. You just like, gotta go.
My family's number one when it comes to not having.
Oh, not having it. So you don't necessarily have to like go get. But I was gonna go have that checked, and they canceled it because of the Rona.
Right.
Because you can't do. Like that's.
It's not essential.
Right.
We're like urgent.
Just hold your breath and don't sneeze.
No, right? It's not that. No, but it's like. But this is what I was saying is like I can you still get a mammogram right now? Do you know?
I don't think you can.
I mean, that's the other weird thing, and I don't want to get all depressing, but like women are going to die of breast cancer. Men are going to die of colon cancer because they can't get screened right now.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Like if you need to get screened, but you can't because of the Rona and then it gets ahead of you, dang. Wouldn't that be a bad thing?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I decided to get this other company just to give me the initial check. They're sending me a box and I have to poo in it.
Wait. No. Okay, what?
It's sort of like the smart toilet, except much more basic. I don't even know what it looks like. I don't know the collection method. I don't know if they send me a screen or a scoop.
You can scoop it out.
I don't think you poop in the box. I hope not. No. I don't know.
What's that? Some poop in a box?
You got your poop in the box?
Yes.
That.
Okay. So then
Amber is looking at me with a knowing look. Like, yeah. You pooped in a box? Have you?
I can't believe it. No. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I also need to ship off my...
Careful with the ship word when we're talking about this.
Oh, right.
Ship.
My stuff out because I wanted to buy my mom this stuff to test her microbiome because she's got a disease or whatever. And I was like, well, I kind of want to do that too. So I got this stuff and basically you do that. You like... I haven't opened it yet, so I don't know how you collect it, but you put it in there and you ship it off and then they send it back and it's like, almonds are supposed to be good for you or spinach or whatever, but actually it doesn't work with you.
Steve is freaking out.
I know.
Do you want you want me to order two kits when I order my kit? Come on, poop in a box with me.
Be
your healthiest self.
But so this is the last question. We're going to move on from poop. Are you going to detox before you poop in a box? Because I feel like I don't want to give them.
You got to give them the real you.
No, because it's not my. That's not the real me. That's not the real me. The Rona has got me drinking 7 days a week, and I don't normally do that. I don't drink Monday through Thursday, and it's just like we're all like medicating right now.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to send them my drunk poop.
Okay.
I mean,
you're supposed to
that's
send
the
them.
Other thing. Is, all right, let's just stop.
Yeah.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.